Yay, you're here! I'm Lisa Whittle, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, affectionately known as Joe, a short, practical podcast where we will not be perfect, we will be honest, and we will talk a lot about Jesus along the way. Well, we're back from our six-week Joe shopping fast. Welcome to those who are a part of that and those who are not. We're still in the simplifying mode over here on the Jesus Over Everything show. This is a month I'm very excited about because we're simplifying our faith. I don't know about you, but I am all about the fact that God does not require my interactions with Him to be fussy or complicated. In fact, He wants me to come to Him with a childlike openness, desire to learn, obedience, and trust. It's me who makes things far more complicated than they need to be. So this month, we're going back to the basics. We have 4 weeks to cover really important but very simple things about our faith. And I'm going to also recommend some resources for you as well. So listen for those. Really excited about this. So let's dive in. Cue it up, Cam. Here we go. Remember One Great Thing? Well, we're bringing it back. This month is going to be sort of a home edition of One Great Thing because you may know we bought a 50-year-old home and barn we are going to use for ministry. We renovated the home, and I want to share a few of the great things we got for it that I thought you might want to know about as well. Up today, something we used in the kitchen, a non-custom option called RTA cabinets. I believe they're a company out of the East Coast, and we did a lot of online research and found them, and they were really great to work with. Basically, they ask for wall and ceiling measurements. You choose the finish and style of cabinet that you want. Then they provide a rendering of it so you can see what it would look like in your house. You work with sort of a designer they have there. It's a really seamless process, honestly. And our cabinets came in. They looked awesome. They came in exactly like we ordered and really only took, I think, 2 to 3 weeks, even in the middle of shipping and the whole pandemic situation. I think maybe we had one little snag, but they took care of it immediately. They look absolutely gorgeous, our cabinets do. And if you're a part of the LW Friends, my email community, you can see pictures of them in the Friday newsletter that I send out with a link that you can check out yourself. And you can sign up for the newsletter at lisawhittle.com, or the link is in the show notes. The most important thing is that these cabinets were probably about less than half of what custom cabinets would have cost us. And they're really striking. They're so beautiful. I'm very happy with them. I'd choose less that look beautiful over expensive any day. Well, Ask Lisa is back, and here is today's question. Hi, Lisa. What has been your favorite speaking event ever, and why? That's a fun question, but also a kind of a hard question because I have so many that I love. You're going to think I'm taking the easy way out on this one, but I truly don't think I have a favorite. I've loved so many over the years. Goodness, my mind right now is literally flooded with memories and miles traveled from one coast to another, to other countries even. I'd say a few memorable ones stand out, especially because of what God did in my heart there personally. Those are the ones that I remember the most. One retreat I did in Idaho, God really healed my heart of something. And that's a weekend that I won't soon forget. That was probably, oh goodness, I don't know, 10 years ago. A retreat in Pennsylvania that I actually write about in my next book coming out in September. It moved me greatly because of one woman. I won't forget that. Really, really poignant. I still think about it all the time. And I'd say going back to and speaking at the college where I went to my first few years was quite an experience because I was very away from the Lord when I went there to school. So to go back and speak on stage for that chapel, it was honestly a very interesting experience. It was not as beautiful as you might think. It was actually really difficult for me. I had a struggle with it. But God used it too, just in my obedience to go and do that and do that sort of hard thing and relive that memory. But my favorite speaking events are usually the one that I'm doing right at the moment. Although I have to tell you, some have not been my favorite either for one reason or another. And it has nothing to do with the size or what city I'm in. It's just been different factors, I guess I would say. But when God moves powerfully and changes me, those are often my favorite. And obviously when He does just a powerful work amongst us. But I just love going anywhere where He sends me to go. So I'm joyful really in every situation, honestly. I'm always joyful to get to go and speak the word. Great question. Thanks for asking. So let's talk for a few minutes today about simplifying our faith in this way, getting with God. Some people call it a quiet time. Certainly that's what I called it growing up. I still do, honestly, sometimes. Some of those phrases die hard, don't they? Not that quiet time is a bad thing to say. It's just that sometimes it's hard to find a time for quiet for a lot of us on any given day, especially if and when our kids are little. A quiet time was not a phrase that I could even relate to, much less respond to, when it came to thinking about getting with God. So I want you to reframe that in your mind and understand that God, of all people, knows your schedule. It's not about having everything perfectly hush-hush in your home. He knows your life. He knows if you're in that season where time by yourself or quiet is scarce, and he is not sitting in judgment of that. He simply wants to connect with you, and he knows that it's in your best interest to do so. It's the answer to your prayers for sanity and hope and strength and peace that can be found in keeping connection with him. What we often do, though, is see spending time with him as the first thing to cut when it gets busy. And we need to understand that when we do that, we undercut ourselves and our ability to handle all the many things we have to do. But how we get with God and when we get with God doesn't need to be grandiose. It doesn't need to be strict. I remember growing up hearing people in church say, well, you can meet with God at night, but you really need to do it in the morning. And they would give biblical proof about the Lord getting up early to pray and so forth. And listen, often our minds are much fresher in the morning. There is something that says it's priority to get up and give sort of our first fruits to him by meeting with him. It gets us going. It sets the tone for the day. And so I do believe that. And for sure, if we're going to sit and scroll our phones for 30 minutes when we wake up in the morning, getting with God should have the priority over that. But I also believe that sometimes we do better at night. I also believe that if we're in the season where we have to get up and start mommying quickly or something else, and getting with God might not even happen until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's okay too. God just wants you to get with him. Back in the fall, our team released something called the VBB, Very Best Book, which is, of course, and always will be, the Bible. This resource that we did is totally free. So if you don't have a copy of that, I want you to go to lisawhittle.com in the free resource section, or go to the show notes and download that today. It is a powerful resource to help you know and love your Bible. One of the pages in there is 10 tips for time alone with God. Really simple ways to connect with God on the daily. We don't have time, obviously, for all of those, and you can download that for free and just have it at all times. Find them in that resource. But here's just a few. First of all, create a consistent place to meet with God. If you have sort of a set apart place and make it aesthetically pleasing, if you're a female listening to this show, you know you love good aesthetics, you're going to want to go there more. It's going to become instinct and natural over time. You're going to be drawn to go to that chair or to that corner, to wherever it is that you naturally find your space with God. You will be drawn there. It is a simple way to get with God, is to have that consistent place that you love. Maybe your favorite blanket is there. Maybe it's that favorite chair. Maybe it's looking out a favorite window. Maybe it's walking outside and walking down the same road. Wherever it is, you don't have to be strict about it, but just watch yourself be really consistent with that time alone with God by having that place that you love to meet with him, where you know you're going to go. Number two, and remember, there are 10 of these in the free download. I'm just giving you a couple real quick because for time's sake. Meet with God in the mundane. Now, I know this might sound contradictory to my last suggestion about go to a specific place and such, but it can be both or either one. Again, God just wants you to communicate and connect with him. So if you can meet him in your regular place, do it. But if you can't, or even if you can, talk to him all day as you are going through along in your busy life, picking up the groceries, walking the dog, whatever it is. Don't make this hard. Just get with God wherever you are, whenever you can. He is waiting to meet with you. That's all for today's Joe. I'm Lisa Whittle. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening to the Jesus Over Everything show. He is everything, and may he be over everything we do here. Hey, Hey, if you're interested in a short 10 or 5-day free devotional study, check out one of my online studies at lisawhittle.com/resources. Video, written devotions, and you can get them emailed straight to your inbox. And keep joining us here every day for more inspiration.